Hello, you're listening to Talking Practice Efficiency, a mini podcast series. I'm Kat Bond and I head up Partner Consulting and Success here at Xero. How do you manage consistent but stable growth of your accountancy practice? For Dave Forrester from Tax Assist, it's all about retaining staff and clients. This approach to being high performing means that they've been able to add a member of staff every year for the last 14 years, which is no mean feat considering the economic turbulence we've been through over the last decade. Dave spoke to me at our recent Manchester Roadshow to share more details about how they run their practice and what's important to them.
I'm running one of the 200 Tax Assist Accountants franchise practices in the UK. We've been going since 2009 with 14 UK-based staff, and we look after a very broad base of small business clients and individual tax return clients. And we've been with Xero as partners really from day one, Kat, so I think that's the reason you've asked me up here today.
Yeah, one of the reasons. And also, you've got a lot of really nice stories to tell, Dave, if I'm honest. So I think hopefully we'll be able to showcase some of those. Hopefully they'll be beneficial to you all. One of the key things that stands out to me when we talk about your practice is the substantial growth that you've had. I think when we met, well, 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, that you were a fair bit smaller than you are these days.
We've grown. Actually, I think there are probably people who've grown a lot quicker than us, Kat, but we've grown very consistently, basically a person a year for 14 years, I suppose, is how you'd look at it. Turnover-wise, it's always sort of been double-digit turnover growth, but it's kind of always been very much managed, really, by the systems and the people that we've brought along, really. We're very keen to kind of develop those people, develop our systems so that we go at a pace that we stay in control as well, really, and the tools that we get from Xero help us to do that, for sure.
It's always good to know. And so, coming back to that initial question then, high performance. When we speak to practices, high performance can mean so many different things. So for some people, it's having a really healthy cash flow, it's having a nice balance sheet, it's having growth and getting new clients and growing the services you offer. For others, it's about the teams that they have, keeping people satisfied and enjoying the jobs they've got. What's high performance for you guys?
Well, I think there's a lot of different shapes and sizes for high performance. Certainly for our business, we've been focused on, I think, investing in staff and in system and processes. That's always been kind of the front of our mind. We develop young people through the business. And I think if you do that, Kat, you end up with happy people, really, around your business. Happy staff, happy clients. And retention results, doesn't it? And I think retaining clients and retaining staff has always been at the front of our plans, really, so that you can grow. You're not constantly trying to replace clients, you're growing in a consistent way. And then moving back to those important things like the financials, really, if you are growing consistently and you are retaining staff, you're gonna be growing profitably because you're not spending time replacing people, everything else. And obviously that benefits the owner, so then the owner is happy and the owner can kind of sit back and relax a little bit more. And I think there's a theme, isn't there, really, about sort of being happy in your business, happy with your practice. Yeah. It comes from potentially being high performing, really. But it does come down to those critical things, really, of people, systems and processes.
Yeah, and they're really nice things for us to dig into. I think if we start with systems and processes, where did you start? What was the initial spark for you to think, right, we need to build a process? Where did you start?
In terms of Xero, for example, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Xero, at the time when we started, we were fortunate that we didn't have a legacy of desktop clients because we were a startup. Yep. So it was really a matter of choosing what was in the market at the time. And, going back to 2009, Xero had a bank feed with HSBC at that point in time, which I thought brilliant, every other bank will follow. Didn't quite happen that quickly, did it? But they did all get there at the end. So the bank feeds was the first thing, and the reporting as well, really. So we built all our kind of our internal processes around that, and obviously then migrated and pushed that out to our clients. So I think if it's about Xero, I still think Xero's bank feed technology actually is the best out there by far, and I'm surprised none of the competitors really copied it. But that architecture is absolutely spot on, really, for us as a business doing bookkeeping, but also for our clients.
And so you actively encourage bank feeds?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's the first part of your digital journey, probably, isn't it, to get your clients on there and get the bank feeds flowing really into your client accounting records.
What are your thoughts when we look at the stats then and we say that 37% of businesses have a bank feed attached? Is that expected? Surprising?
It is surprising to me, really. It's really surprising that, you know, because there is a little bit of maintenance required around bank feeds, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But if in your practice you can deploy people to do that and to keep their eye on those things, it pays dividends, really, because you've the only real way that a client can keep on top of the bookkeeping is doing it little and often and maintaining it on a regular basis. So if you don't have bank feeds and you don't have data extracts in place, that is going to be a challenge, really, for accountants at the end of the year.
And you talk about Xero being a platform that you use. What other products do you use? Is it just Xero alone? Have you got a tech stack that you recommend?
For our internal processes, how we manage our practice, do you mean?
Yeah, we can look at both of those, actually, like how you manage your practice, but also what you'd recommend to clients. Yeah.
We went with Xero Practice Manager in 2012, and that was at a point in time when we recognised we needed a job and a time management system. Mm-hmm. And you guys obviously provide that free of charge, so that was the first thing that we did. That system has evolved, and we've added Ignition on that. Ignition is fantastic from my perspective, from the point of view of payments, from the point of view of it automatically deploying jobs into XPM, and a really solid kind of integration between those two products. It's also got that button, that require payments button, which again is really, really valuable, really, in terms of eliminating tire kickers or time wasters as they come to your practice. Xero Blue, we used to run our ledgers. And then over the last couple of years, we've also started using FYI Docs, who I think are here today as well, and that product has made a real significant change to our workflows and our automations, really.
And then in regards to the stack that you offer to your clients, how would that look?
Yeah, I mean, we do start with our small business clients with Xero. Pretty much, I would say we're over 90% Xero in terms of software usage for those small business clients. Everyone else is pretty much on the data extract tool of Dext. We use Dext with a couple who use HubDoc, but not too many at this stage. Just really due to timing and honesty, I know you guys got HubDoc a bit later on, but we went live with Dext, I think around about 2014, 2015, really. Yeah. So that's really well established in our practice. And again, it's just about, with those tools, they're like the core tools that our clients will use. Where there's opportunity to do something else, whether it's a till system or any other kind of add-on, we'll look to help our clients with those. But the core ones, really, for us, is definitely Xero and Dext.
Yeah. And when you look at that digitalization journey. So you're quite confident with what your stacks are now. You know your practice stack. You know the stacks you offer to clients. And that's, I guess, over the years when we've spoken to each other, become more and more obvious that you're confident in the stacks that you have. Were you always sure of those? Or has there been trial and error? How did you get to that point where you...
I think it's just about committing to the process in terms of, you know, bringing people on board and showing them the technology. I always look to our staff, and if they're using a product and they're not enjoying it, then, you know, their jobs are worse, aren't they? So if you kind of look at Xero and you say, well, actually, yeah, my staff really enjoy using it, you know, the vast majority of our clients really enjoy using it. Mm-hmm. Again, coming back to that kind of idea of happiness, really, that is a huge motivator to stick with it, really. I think a really good measure of a good quality piece of software is how many times you actually have to ask for support, really. And I can count on, you know, both hands over, you know, nearly 15 years of using it, the number of times I've raised tickets. It's very, very rare. Basically, it works.
Yeah.
So we've not really had a need to look at changing it or really deviating from that plan, just sort of enhancing it and incrementally making little adjustments to things as we go, really.
Do you find that with the automation that you have, so if you're using bank feeds, you mentioned about using Dex, so you've got your OCR coming through, you have access to quite an amount of information for a business there. Does that change the service offering that you're delivering to clients?
It does. This is probably more recent in our history, but we have definitely taken on more transactional work within the practice.
Okay.
Dext and Xero obviously enable you, really, as you get bigger, to probably set up quite a good bookkeeping function within a general practice, and we've done that. Leading on from that, really, is the management accounting and the more advisory work that you can do for your clients. I always found that work quite difficult to do without a really solid, reliable platform.
Yeah.
So by having our in-house bookkeepers manage those, you know, it's probably around about 100 clients, which we're currently doing on that bookkeeping process. We can kind of increase our service levels, give them additional services, and obviously charge for them for management accounting and more advisory services, really.
And has that mean that your practice evolves in any way? Do you look at what your next step would be, or are you quite happy with just management accounting at this point?
I think our practice, the nature of the Tax Assist Network is that we are dealing with a reasonably large number of quite small business clients. So we're not deviating too far from that kind of map, really, to do significantly more on, for example, the app advisory stuff. For us, the combination of Dext and Xero, and if required, we have quite a few Amazon resellers, so we might look at A2X and things like that. But realistically, core of our business, probably 95% of our business, the reporting requirements in Xero, the functionality that you get with that product and with Dext, is probably enough for the majority of them.
Okay.
And I'm not actually sort of striving to go a million miles outside that, although if the opportunities arise, we may well do.
So far, I guess we've touched on your practice management, we've touched on the products that you use for OCR, that type of thing. What's next? When you look at your digital journey, I guess you have that stat. We've said you're confident in that stat. What's next?
Well, we still, like probably a lot of accountants, still have a separate tax and accounts production software. So I'm really interested to hear the developments with Xero Tax, really.
Yeah.
If we could bring Xero Tax confidently into our current app structure, we would have a genuinely integrated one database approach, really, which would incorporate the Ignition, XPM and FYI docs, which hook into Office 365, and Xero Blue on the other side, and Xero Tax in there as well. It kind of would really kind of complete that, our practice software anyway, for sure. So Xero Tax is definitely one of those things. The other one really is just continuing to work with FYI docs in particular, and the flexibility in Xero Practice Manager to automate a lot more of those routine tasks. So we've got automations now for prospecting and for onboarding clients and for bookkeeping and a few simple ones around keeping in touch with people. But we really want to build that out more to more specific marketing towards our clients, so that my vision of the practice is that all our clients, whenever we communicate to them, there's a really valuable email that or a really valuable phone call that they receive, moving away from, for example, the MailChimp mailer approach.
Yep.
Every piece of information they received, whether it's selling them something new or whether it's providing them with advice, is really valuable to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally think that with XPM and FYI docs, we've got the tools to do that. And that'll be the other next stage of our development, really.
You mentioned earlier you adopted XPM quite early on, actually, about 2012, did you say?
Yeah.
And so what was the driver then for you to go from XPM alone to XPM plus FYI?
Yeah. Well, they are quite different, really. I think XPM, for those who've looked at it, is job and time management principally, isn't it?
Yep.
FYI Docs is document management, but also task and email management. So,
okay.
So you're basically bringing a front end, really, onto what is a very flexible XPM database with FYI Docs. And it's essentially limited by your imagination, really, in terms of what you could do with it around the automations. So I think it's kind of calling itself FYI Docs is almost really, it's not quite right, really. It's more of a tool for building automations and building efficiencies within your practice, using the kind of the flexibility of that XPM database, the custom fields and things that you can do with XPM.
Yeah. If you had to start again, is there anything you would do differently in the way that you have built your process and systems?
I would. I'd have worked a lot harder on segmenting my clients from day one, I think, is something which I think a lot of accountants probably would understand. If we'd done that, we would have been able to probably channel more and get more growth out of our client base and build more kind of niches and things like that. Apart from that, though, I'm reasonably happy. Coming from 15 years in industry beforehand to then going into practice and doing 15 years in practice, I know which one of those I enjoyed most, and it's the practice one, really.
I'm glad that's the answer.
Yeah.
Slightly awkward, if not.
Yeah.
You've also mentioned earlier, which might be interesting for people to know, about XPM and one of the tips that you heard. So do you mind just repeating that about how the overwhelming point?
We were talking about, I guess, adoption of XPM, really, and what puts people off it. I think when you look at it, it can be overwhelming, and it can kind of present you with almost too many choices, too many bits of work to do. And again, it comes back to that thing about, how do you get a high-performing practice, really? I think whether it's XPM or any other system, really, you've got to be prepared to invest, haven't you?
Yeah.
Invest the time and potentially some money and, really think about what you want to get out of it, because most of the outcomes, I think, certainly in relation to job and time management, can be really managed really efficiently from XPM. But it does need some nurturing. You know, the reports, for example, need writing. And to be fair, it's complex. You know, you need to understand how it interacts with Zero Blue, how it might interact with a product like Ignition. But if you get all those things singing in the right way, you've got really good information about all your clients. And I think that's what probably a strength it's got, which is perhaps a bit underplayed, maybe. I don't know.
I found it really interesting when you talked to me about it in that way. Is there any piece of advice that you give to people in the room? So,
well, I don't know. If you haven't got a bookkeeping function in your practice, that's made a big difference to us in the last sort of 3 or 4 years. So, you know, annual accounts and tax, we can all be very busy doing those. But I think building out your bookkeeping function to then feed that annual accounts has been a big benefit to us. But to be fair, I mean, we're a small practice, Kat. We're still growing and we're looking to grow further, really, and just, you know, stick to your guns, invest in your people, and you'll probably be all right.
Yeah, and really nice pieces of advice. I'm really conscious that I could talk to you all day, Dave, because there's so many different angles we could go into. However, we are rapidly running out of time. So I am going to say thank you very much for speaking to us today. I hope that you've all found it useful, that you've taken something from what Dave's had to say. At this point, I'd like to say thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kat.
You've been listening to Talking Practice Efficiency, a mini podcast series powered by Xero and produced by Birdline Media. If you want to see more, please visit our show notes for links and information. Thanks for listening.